Welcome to the Wallace Show Aftercast, all the things we did not get to during the course of the show today, including an update from yesterday. We had been talking about Andre Bocelli and his son performing on Live with Kelly and Mark, and we were talking about Betty Rock and like her joke that she made about the situation that even I found tasteless. And I told you, did I not tell you? I said, somebody's going to be upset by this. And sure enough, true to my word, here it is.
No.
Tyler says, hey, I'm a potty from South Carolina. I heard part of the Aftercast today, and I had to turn it off. Betty Rock took it too far. Making fun of somebody who has something wrong with them is horrible. It's very unchristian-like, and especially to come from a woman, I was shocked.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I always enjoyed the show, laughing at many of the conversations and all that you talk about. But anyway, I'm not going to be a potty or listen to the show anymore. Betty Rock and the horrible dark jokes is just disgusting. Yeah. I hope she does the work and does better. So
I appreciate that. I do need to do the work and do better for sure.
What's the PS?
There's none. So Betty Rock, you cost us a listener.
I totally did. Yeah. Thank you for pointing the error of my ways so that I can make a change in myself.
Yeah, I hope you make a change, honestly.
Because I was the one that has made the joke for
you
sure.
You did. And it was in poor taste. And so,
It really was. It was in poor taste. Here's what I'll tell you, though. I'm glad that you can see it.
Here's what I'll tell you. I will say that it was in poor taste, but I will also say that it was really well crafted.
I won't even say that. I will say that joke was the worst joke that's ever been said.
One of your best jokes ever,
no,
I think.
I would say that it is the worst ever.
No way. I said it perfectly.
Exactly.
For the record, that was from Tyler Matthews, who gets the sense of humor of the show and was just kidding around.
He's funny.
Yeah, I love Tyler. He's good people. So he's a potty that gets what we do. So thank you, Tyler. Gavin, how did your situation go with your dog yesterday? You had to leave to take Ellie to the doctor for a lump on her shoulder. And I recently had to have cattail surgery for my cat, and it all worked out well. So what's her deal?
She's just got like a fatty tumor on the... a fatty benign tumor on her left little elbow-ish type area. I don't know what you say with dogs, but like right there. Yeah. And it's like, it's plump. Like it's something you're like, oh, that looks like somebody put a little, you know, cutie in her.
That's a bummer.
So it's like sizable, and it popped up out of nowhere. We're still kind of...
They ballpark how much it's going
to
cost?
No, I didn't see that number yet.
We should do bets as to what we think it's... I'm going to clock in at 800.
Oof. But see, you said that you had to get something off of your cat's tail, but you whittled it down.
Of course I did.
I didn't know I was allowed to whittle.
Yeah, like my vet.
I might need to whittle today.
You should. Like my vet's, it's pretty great. My vet came in with two options. They're like, okay, here's the best option. And I'm like, it's a 16-year-old cat. What else you got? Mm-hmm. He's like, here's the second best option. I go, still, 16-year-old cat. I'm going to go for the third, my option. Because like for me, they wanted, I looked at the bill this morning actually, because I wanted to talk about this with you. So they're going to cut it out anyway, you know, so it was a lump she had and she needed to have it taken out. So they're going to cut it out. But then it was $190 to have it sent away to have it to see if it was cancerous or not. So it could come back benign. And so I'm like, well, what's the difference? I mean, you're going to take it all out. And if it comes back, then we'll have to deal with something else differently, like take her tail. So that doesn't matter. So she's normal. She's acting normal. I'm not paying that. And then there was another $125-something fee and another one. And so I got the bill whittled down from $800 to $340, I think.
Yeah. So if I can do something like that.
How can you whittle, though, if it's already been done?
No. The procedure is today.
Oh.
And so we're not... We went and had it all checked out yesterday, but I still had Jasper and Ellie with me. And so they had appointments coming after that. So there wasn't, get her right in and this taken care of. So I'm going after a meeting today to go up, grab her, leave Jasper at home, thank goodness, and then go back there. So
she's going to get a cone. They're going to charge you for the cone. For my little cat was $20.
This is all... What?
Yeah, they put it on her there. I'm serious. And so your dog cone will be more. And I could have bought one online, but it was like at least they did it right then and there and I didn't have to cone her.
Keep it.
Like the cone. Oh, I thought you meant like the the tumor.
No.
That's
creepy.
Keep the cone because then you don't have to pay for another
one. That's what my vet was like, hey, keep this cone in case you need it again because you paid for it. I'm like, yeah, I did, didn't I?
I saw where people were using paper plates for their cats.
I have seen that.
But I don't know if you could use, you might use a trash can lid for Ellie.
I'll just accept the cone.
I will tell you.
She deserves the best.
My cat had lost her will to live by the end of the 2 weeks. She really had. She was so sad. I was so glad that the 2 weeks was up. She was just moping around the house and she just lay there with her head in her cone and was not herself. And I kept telling her, okay, it's going to be off tomorrow. You're going to be fine. But she didn't listen. And she was just so sad.
Classic Sasha.
I know. But this, when she got her cone off, oh my gosh, all the difference in the world. Like before, you'd go to kiss her on her head and sometimes she'd be like, eh, I don't know if I want this or not. Now she's like, give me it. Give me it. Get in there. Get in there. Like, if you want to kiss my ears, go. Go. It changed her.
You think she's like, I'm close to the end. I better get the love while I can.
Yeah. No, I think she just, it really affected her. So hopefully, you know, your cone experience won't be that long. But then you got your other dog that won't have a cone. So that's going to be awkward.
Well, I said that theoretically, I'm like, maybe I'll pay $20. Just get him a cone.
Yeah, cone him
too. Show him what's up. Yeah. And then you had a great ending to that story.
Cone your wife. Then basically, your wife Haley has a cone. Ellie has a cone. Jasper has a cone. You are the alpha male now in that
absolutely.
House.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've never done that before.
The only way he could be one.
Yeah, exactly. You're running the show. You're running the show. And then that way everyone knows that man's in charge. He coned his wife. That's not easy to do. Because we thought she was the boss. I hope that works out better for you, actually. So. Let's get on to some of the stuff that we didn't get to from the show today. I've been holding on to this story. I'll do a Was I Wrong here instead of doing it on the regular show. Hmm. We went to Culver's, okay? So my wife and I go to Culver's, and I get a little locked up sometimes when she wants to order things because she's like, I've got a coupon, we've got to order this, and if you get this, and we can get this, and it's just so much. Mm-hmm. And so finally...
And it saves like $1.50.
Yes. And so finally, I'm like, this is fine. You just order it all, okay? So she starts ordering, and so then she's ordering for me, and he'll have. And so it's kind of like when guys order for women, you know, women hate that. Mm-hmm. I see why they hate that. So she starts ordering for me, and she's going, and he'll have this and that, and then he'd like this. And then she's like, and then mustard. And so I don't break character. I go, I didn't want mustard. I wanted mayo. So I go, I shake my head and I don't say anything. And then I make a pretend sign for like mayonnaise in like American Sign Language.
Oh my gosh.
And my wife just, and I'm like, this. And she's like, mayo? And I'm like, yes, mayo. I don't say anything. I'm like, I nod my head and then I do the sign for thank you. So the person at the register thinks I'm deaf at this point. And I even went on like that. And so I know. This is where I'm like, was I wrong? My wife is like, you need to stop this now. And she's like under her breath. And I'm like, it's kind of funny, you know?
Oh
and so,
gosh.
Yeah. And so I kept going with it.
If only you knew a little bit of sign language.
I knew enough to make it look convincing. Because I've seen people.
Convincible. But...
Convincible, yeah. I can't sign that. And so was I wrong? I mean, it was pretty funny.
Okay. It was funny until.
The sound. Yeah.
That was wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So without the sound, I'm good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, okay. 100%.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Because sign language isn't. Like a bad thing?
No, I wish I knew it, actually.
But, don't try to redeem this moment.
I wish I knew it. Actually. I do. I wish I did.
Okay, but you still are making fun of people who have a disability.
No,
yes,
not at all.
Are.
No, how?
This is classic Wally.
No. Okay, I watched Amazing Race the other day, like the whole season, and there was this one guy that was deaf, a father and a son, which, by the way, if the son was older, I would reach out to them and set him up with you. He was the coolest kid ever. Like,
don't
I like this kid.
Try to redeem this.
No, I'm not.
This is how he does. He makes fun.
No,
and then he
like,
tries to redeem it by being like, I mean, he was the coolest kid
he
ever.
He was.
I would really like to learn sign language.
I would. And so the father was hearing impaired. And so the father, though, would talk and he would make the noises as he was sign languaging. And so I thought I was staying in character.
No, you weren't.
Yes.
You have stupid face
right now.
And you're telling on yourself.
I was doing it in character.
No.
Oh, well.
You're full of it.
Yeah. But it did inspire me to take American Sign Language classes.
No, it didn't.
I've started an online course.
You still have stupid face.
I'm going to start an online course.
Can you say thank you in sign language?
I did, like this.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I knew that.
What's your welcome, then?
I think this. Oh, no, this is more. When you rub your chest, I think this is more. This? Thank you is this. I'm not sure.
I'm glad we're going through this while others can't see
on the radio. Yeah,
at all what you're doing.
Exactly. That's why I tried to describe it. So anyway, okay. So true to my normal sense of humor, I just went one step too far, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Typical. Okay, that's good. So I'm learning the boundaries.
But that was a big one.
That is a big one. Yeah, but I'm learning, and so I will be better in the future because of this conversation. So thank you. My wife was mortified.
Well, understandably so.
Yeah. Oh, and then I forgot the other part where when I broke character and then I talked and then I went, I'm healed. That was probably too. Was that too far too?
It's amazing that she goes out in public with you.
I know. I'm fun. I'm a lot of fun, actually. I'm fun to be married to. Lady Rock, what do you got? Because the next thing I have is just angry, and I don't want to be angry today on Friday.
You want to be offending instead of
yes.
Angry. Okay, so this coming Sunday is considered now Dating Sunday. It's the Super Bowl of dating apps.
How so?
It's the busiest day of the year for online dating. So a bunch of dating apps have noticed that typically the first Sunday in January, they see an extraordinary surge in people updating their bios, uploading photos, sending messages, and actually responding to them in a timely manner.
Is there a reason? Well, okay, no, let's do two things. One, you have dabbled in the online dating thing.
Yes.
And you're out forever on that, right? Maybe? No? Okay, tell me.
I am for now.
Okay, it's fair. Like,
it just seems like another job for me, and I don't want it.
You had told me, you said you are so lucky that you are married and that you're not newly single and having to
get
be on
your hands and knees and thank God.
I could get that because you would have to go through so many horrible experiences, I believe, to get to one good one.
Yeah.
I think the numbers are, again, it's like sales. In sales, you make 10 to 50 cold calls to get one sale.
Yeah.
And I think dating's like that.
What I don't like about online dating is that you're solely judging a person based on their looks. I don't like
that. Right, right.
Because they could be the most shallow person or they could be, you may not even be anything.
And you have to go on that date to figure that out,
too. Right.
Yes. It's not the kind of thing where you...
It's
maybe
awkward.
You get to know from a distance somebody at church or in a setting where you're like,
exactly.
Oh, I do like that person.
Yeah.
This person you figure out on that date, which is awesome.
Can I throw something out? I need to throw something out. Well, no. Can I throw this out?
We're not talking about me.
We are. It's a perspective. And this is for anybody. No, it's like, here's the thing. You say it's not about physical looks. It's all about the physical looks. And then you have to go out with him. What if, when you were scrolling through, you didn't pick the great-looking person? What if you picked the person and it's not a looker? Then you've taken looks out of the equation, and that person's going to be super thankful to go out with you.
Got to pick the Dungeons and Dragons guy.
Yeah.
I would think that looks do matter to some degree.
Right. And they do. I'm not downplaying that.
But I'm also, I don't like that some people don't even... They're just swiping.
Right.
It just seems very shallow, and it feels like a sales pitch to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Where you're like, okay, I can do this and this. Is that good enough for you to date me?
Is this going to, is this the new way that will be the norm even more
so? It's becoming more and more normal, and that's fine. That's wonderful, because it does, I have very close friends that it's worked out for. And
my daughter did online dating in college.
Now that's
like,
crazy.
You are surrounded by other people your age. Why? All of her friends started doing it, and she did it, and she went out with this one guy, and it wasn't a horrible situation, but we were like, hey, you know, I don't know that this is the best for you, and she ended up breaking up with him, but like, it's like, or not breaking up, they didn't really date, but I just feel it becoming more and more normal for a lot of people, but it's difficult.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So why is this, why are they saying this is the Super Bowl of dating then? I'm sorry, I got sidetracked with you.
Because people are uploading their photos and they're updating their bios, sending messages and responding to them in a timely manner.
And that's because it's like the new year and you're resetting, basically.
Well, yeah. So you're asking why? Well, a lot of people hypothesize that it's a fresh start for the new year.
Okay.
And you might have made it a new year's resolution to get out there more and meet more people. And also, it's the start of being more available because there's been multiple months now that you've been during the holidays. You have to be with friends and family, and you're busy, and you just don't have time for dating.
Go out and
so
on dates now.
That's why this coming Sunday is considered
that makes sense.
Super Bowl dating.
Yeah,
Sunday.
That makes sense. Have you ever thought about just stopping your car on the side of the road and looking helpless?
That's how a Dateline episode starts.
Yeah, there's maybe a fine line between getting murdered and getting.
Well,
you know,
the odds are you're going to get a guy in a truck or a van to stop.
And if you see the van, get back in your car and go.
If it's a truck, 50-50 shot at that point. Yeah, if it's a van, like, run. but, like, if it's a truck, you might find somebody that you like that way.
I don't know. And another part of me is, like, I don't like the idea that I'm having to just try when others they don't have to try at all. Mm-hmm. They just show up and someone is just there.
I get it. But I've told you this and I firmly believe this. It's because you're intimidating. Not because of your attitude per se, but sometimes. But I think that you are one of those people that I think other like guys would look at and think is unattainable. How about that? Like
did y'all think that though with like Haley or with Marty?
Did like we think that they
were
unattainable?
The truth?
No.
Yeah, I mean like they were in our sphere. Like they were
you
in
weren't
our...
intimidated by them.
No, because they were like there's that matching hypothesis where you date people who kind of look like your realm, and stuff. And so Marty and me were kind of in the same if you were numbering us, we'd kind of probably be in the same number.
On
you
the
know?
Looks grade
like, yeah, things. Yeah, we'd probably be in the same number.
You're like, I would say, yeah, Haley's a 10 to me.
Sure.
But also in the grand scheme of whenever we met as 17-year-old kids.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Equal
so
fives.
Somebody
make
looking at you from the outside that doesn't know you, has no whatever to you, a guy might think, she's out of my league. Like, she's better looking. I'm not going to approach her. See what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a little confusing.
Yeah, it was a compliment. I was trying to be nice.
I appreciate it. It's still frustrating.
Okay. Well, totally. Totally get that. Okay. What do you got for the old least of these? Or not least of these, for birthdays?
For birthdays. Yeah. So I don't have a birthday. Ooh. No, I take that back. Oh, I do. I have Katie.
Okay.
Katie, and it's for her. She's celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Nice.
So happy birthday, Katie.
Yay.
She said, I'm turning 18, and I love being outside in all things musical theater.
Oh,
her
nice.
Poor parents.
Oh, I know. I got one of those.
And then we've got a question from Joshua. Joshua said, and this is a question for you, Wally. Since you're a big rock head.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, with the state of where music is at today, do you think...
It's atrocious.
Do you think that rock music will make a comeback?
Yes.
Or do you think it's finished?
No, rock's never going to die. Rock will never go away.
But do
it
you
changes.
Think? But do you think that it will get what you consider good? Do you think it will go back to good?
It will never go back to great. From the 80s.
Because great was
the 80s.
Journey.
Exactly.
Well, there could be a future because like all things are cyclical in terms of their trendiness. And so maybe there's a future where we get back to it.
Yes.
But that will be a recapture of the greatness, not necessarily an ingenuity of greatness.
I think what happens is music is cyclical. And so you will see rock kind of fall out of favor. Country really stays pretty solid.
Oh,
and it basically, like, say it stays at a 10, it'll bump up to a 12 and then back to a 10. Like, it doesn't go to a 3.
Right.
I think rock does this. Rock will go to a 20 and down to a 3. Like, I don't even know where rock stands
right now. Well, I would
kind
of differ right now. I would say country is at an all-time low of maybe a 1 or
for
a 2.
You're saying for
like,
you.
Because like
it's
quality.
All the same.
Right, but it's still killing it.
It's killing it.
Right.
But I would say the definition of what country music is has changed.
Absolutely.
From what it was in the 90s.
It's pop now.
It is.
It's
you
pop
can't
with
tell
a twang.
The difference.
Right, yeah. But rock will have a resurgence. It always does. And usually follows super, like conservatism. And then it pushes against that typically because rock wants to be counterculture.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you've been in this world where, everything's super liberal, rock doesn't stand out anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so if you see the culture swing back to conservative, you'll probably see rock get a little angrier and a little bit more resurgent and defiant. And that's the basis of rock and roll.
But I think too that your the time you grew up in
yeah
makes it like what you consider good. Like you grew up in the 80s, and so that's what you think
love
the
it.
Rock music is good. Me, I listen to it. I'm like, oh, this is
you
horrible.
Hate it. Yes.
It's like rock opera or something. But to me, I grew up in like the late 90s, early 2000s. And to me, I listened to like Third Eye Blind and Breaking Benjamin and
so
Trapped
good.
And all that stuff when I was younger. Now, I'm not saying that I did, though. When I went to Walmart, they were the ones that had the albums that were clean, like they were scrubbed.
Oh, sure.
And so they didn't have the parental advice.
Right.
So I'd have to go to Walmart and get them. And then I didn't realize that was the case. So I broke one of my CDs and I bought, like went to Best Buy or something and bought
the godless one.
The godless one. And saw the parental advisory and I was like, that's odd.
That's fun.
I didn't notice that on my last one. I put that sucker in. My mom's driving. Yeah. I put that sucker in, and I was like,
sorry, Mom.
Never mind.
You probably don't know what those words are. Yeah.
Never heard that one before.
That's one of the most embarrassing things is being with your mom, and you're watching like some movie that you forgot. There's like a love scene. You're like, I've been there.
I went to a play with my mom back when I was like really into theater in high school. We went to a play in Chicago and we sat down. I'm like, okay, that's a cool storyline. And they just started dropping like all of the worst language. And then you're like, you know, your four basic food group words.
Yeah.
And then you go past that and you're like, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There was one time I turned to her. I'm like, what did that mean?
We went to see Pippin in New York with my daughter when she was 16. And I had read a review on it. They're like, oh, it's a great Broadway musical for their family and talks about, you know, not being content with where you are and learning the lessons of contentment. Like, oh, okay, that's good. I knew nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we go and we're watching and like, okay, it's kind of living up to that. It's kind of weird. And then there's this one whole love scene song.
Oh.
And my daughter's, she was either 14 or 16. I can't remember because we went twice. I literally held the program up in front of her eyes. I'm like, put your fingers in your ears. And I'm holding the program in front of her eyes. I'm like, I'll let you know when we're okay. And then I'm like, still not yet. This is a long song. Holy, for the love. Okay, still going.
That's really bad.
It took forever. And then I'm like, okay, now you're good.
I think I've told this story, but I remember in junior high, we had a TV day and they were making us watch some kind of biography that took place in Africa. And over in Africa, women walk around topless and they think nothing of it.
I've sat in a hut with women like in Africa and you're sitting there talking to them, they're holding a baby, and the next thing you know, they are breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And you're like, I need to look somewhere else, but I don't want to be rude, and I'm having a conversation.
That's difficult. But I remember our teacher, it kind of surprised him. I guess he didn't realize that was happening. And so he like threw his body on top of the TV and just covered it. And we're like, this is weird.
How different is that from today?
Oh, gosh.
And like now you've got school boards forcing sexuality into the curriculum for third graders.
Yeah.
This was one of the best YouTube videos. This guy was saying all of these horrible words in a school board meeting and was like describing things. And they're like, sir, you cannot talk like that in front of these kids and in this meeting. This is inappropriate. He goes, I am reading from the book that is in my kid's library.
Oof.
Oh, you know? Oof. And he's like, so who is inappropriate here?
Yeah.
Who is out of line here? And he went nuts on them. And it was,
good.
And he was on point.
Yeah.
Man.
Good.
We have lost our stinking way with this stuff for sure.
Ooh, happy birthday, Katie.
We were way past birthdays on this one. We sailed way past that.
I am nervous about a future of like putting a kid in school because I personally, I don't see a future where I am trying to put a kid into like an expensive private school.
Right.
I just don't see that for Haley and I. And then I don't see us doing homeschooling because I don't personally have the willpower for that kind of thing.
And I couldn't either.
That sounds hard. I know Haley doesn't. And
yeah,
that's
not
a diss on her, but like school, not her thing.
You're either made for that or you're not made for that as a parent.
I think I will be putting a kid into public school.
Sure.
And I went to public school for
a great
chunk of my life.
Your parents should be really happy. No, he's great. Parents should be really happy with him.
And I do think that was a slightly different era when...
You went to Christian school, Rock, and you're a train wreck.
Ain't that the truth? But I don't think anything tied to... like sex or to stuff like that ever popped up until like freshman year of high school.
Yeah, like sex ed or whatever.
And
yeah.
So I'm very intrigued to see general school systems. And I'm not going to sit there and go to my church and talk to the fourth graders and be like, so what are you learning? Like, what's the you know, weird stuff you're learning?
I would lose my ever-loving mind if I was a parent and they're like, okay, we're going to have a drag queen come and talk to your kids today in third grade. I would lose my mind because I would be like, no, you're trying to be like, oh, we're trying to teach them inclusivity. No, you're exposing them to something that is a perversion and it is a mess and it is something that is done by a broken adult that doesn't need to be in a public school curriculum to teach people to be kind to each other. Like, that's just wrong. Like, you are putting these kids with adults like that are messed up. Like, that's not acceptable, you know? I would be so vocal that they would hate me and I'd be labeled a bigot. I would be labeled like the worst person, but I wouldn't care. I would be so loud at every one of those meetings, man, and like fight for my kids' innocence. That's the thing we're destroying the innocence of kids today.
Yeah, but you did work hard to put Haley into a school that like
I did.
would not have stuff like that pop up. And I
the irony is the stuff that I put her into a Church of Christ school, the irony of that is I had to fight to have them treat her like a human and not a second class citizen because Church of Christ women are, they're not second class citizens, but they are subservient. And like, this is a real example. And so if you're Church of Christ, don't get mad at me because this is a real thing. Like, the boys have to pray, okay? Women cannot pray if there's a group of people. And so if there's a boy there. So I understand it from a position of, we want our young men to be godly men. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm. But like one time there was a teacher there and the teacher could not pray because there was a boy there, a student. And you're like, that's messed up. This teacher has spent more time loving God than this other kid has. She should be able to lead these kids in their faith.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and so that was one of the things that I kind of fought against with them. And I told my daughter, I said, yeah, you know what? I'll support you. You stand up to be a godly woman and to have equality here in this, you know, format, in this place. I'll support you 100%.
And she was like,
do it respectfully.
And she was like, Daddy, I don't want to pray, though.
Yeah, Daddy, boys are great. Boys are better than me.
Yeah, let's let them do
it. I didn't know that, though, about that. Haley went to a Church of Christ college.
Yeah, and Haley's college was Church of Christ, too, but it was more progressive.
I think colleges tend to be on the more progressive side of church-related stuff, even if
I taught at Lipscomb University, I could not teach at her high school because I'm not Church of Christ. Oh. I would not be allowed to teach there, but I could teach at the college, which I thought was interesting.
Okay, we got a call. You guys have a call here in a few minutes. So.
Well, we got plans. I've got a We Got Plans. Yeah.
We spin this into a positive. Let me go first.
Go, Gavin.
Just for the negative side of things, just the whole Ellie nonsense, and that's going to be a bummer. And then I'm going to help a friend with a project at a work site.
Oh, that's fun.
So I'm kind of scared about
that. Oh, that could be great. That could man you up, man.
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be good. Like, you could, like, learn to use tools and stuff as tools evolve.
That was one of my, like, that's one of my resolutions this year was to learn how to use
tools.
That's
pretty great, man. You could use tools. That's awesome.
All right, Mark Wahlberg.
I love it. Yeah, who doesn't want to use tools? I love using tools. Okay, what do you got there, Betty Rock?
I don't really have any plans right now. Huh. So
that's kind of sad for you. I'd love to see you have some plans.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what pops up.
All right. Well, I'm just going to be working on my Mark Wahlberg impression all weekend long. That's pretty much what I'm going to do. Maybe learn some new magic tricks. I impressed Betty. She will never be truly impressed because it's me, but I did a magic trick that actually worked today.
I posted it to our stories.
Oh, you did already?
So if you search us Wally Show on Instagram or Facebook, you can see it there.
I had a bad run the other day.
As well.
Yeah, I missed it a few times the other day. I'm not going to lie. I had a bad day. But you know what? I'm working on it. I'm working on getting better.
Stop.
What? That's what my wife says, too, about that. I drive her nuts with it. It's pretty great.
All right, we got to go. Thanks for being a potty. Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.